producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Tonight, each and every show, we kick it around with our pal from Talk Media News. None better than the former congressman from Ohio, Bob Nay. Hey, Bob, how are you?
I'm hanging in there, Kate. Hectic day. How are you?
I'm excellent. So I think we talked about this briefly, or maybe I did with Victoria, but it's kind of like the pin dropped in Washington because everybody goes away. And you know, because you were there and left for holidays, etc. Does anybody hang around? I mean, it's like if you're a congressperson who's single and have no family, or you're from there, obviously. But otherwise, is it just staffers that stay a little longer?
Yes, it's pretty cleared out, actually. You could shoot a cannon down the hallway and not injure anybody. Skeleton staff is what it is. And most people go home. There are people that basically sort of live in D.C. If you're one who lives in D.C. with your family, because there's members of Congress that live with family in D.C. and ones live in the state, I used to tell candidates, you criticize a Democrat you're running against that they live in D.C. with their family, I'm pulling all my money from you. Because that's not fair, you know. You live where you need to live, with your family, I'm talking about.
Yeah.
So if you're a member with your family in Washington, you're going to stay in D.C. for the holidays.
Yeah, that makes sense, totally. Do you think part of the problem is, I remember talking to Sarbanes about this, Congressman Sarbanes, that if more people, and he's not suggesting, hey, you're not from there, you should stay there, but that more people used to linger in Washington. So sometimes they would bring their families for a while. So if you were a Democrat, Republican, whatever, there was more camaraderie, even if you weren't playing on, we'll call it the same team, because you could meet each other afterwards. You could have a drink or just go and meet and have more time. Do you think that's a big problem, and why over the years, the last 10 years, there's not been as much bipartisan cooperation?
Yeah, I knew Sarbanes. I like him. He's like Steny Hoyer. He's one of those people they're very common sense. You know, I've talked to my adult children about this. If I had to do it again, the one thing I would change besides dealing with Jack Abramoff and drinking in his bar and eating, the one thing I would change is I would have brought my children to D.C. Doesn't mean I liked Ohio less. It doesn't mean I wouldn't go back home and maintain a residence. I would have brought the kids to Washington. No question about it.
Because you would have had more time with them, right?
And more every night.
Yeah.
Yeah, every night you could go home. And then they would be raised with, quote, congressional kids and all that. I understand that. But that was something, and I've talked with my children about it. I would do it different.
Yeah. Wow, interesting. That's what I thought, too. All right, so let's take a quick look back at last year. Was one of the biggest stories from last year the fact that your good friend John Boehner is no longer the Speaker of the House after everything that he endured and the publicity nightmare, and then finally, boom, he's gone?
Oh, it's a big deal. I mean, I predicted him. I thought he'd be gone 1 year earlier, I predicted. But I think that is a big story. And I think it's bigger than maybe it's been made out to be because, you know, all of a sudden he surprise announced the day after the Pope came and et cetera. But it's a big deal because Ryan comes in now. Where does the Republican Party head up? You know, it's almost a Trump versus Clinton now. You know, for the general election, we're almost into the general election cycle in a way of it being Trump versus Clinton with the media. But I think it's a big deal because it's going to be the future of how the Republicans can try to run that House. And if they don't run it correctly, that can go back right back to the Democratic side as quick as it went to the Republican side.
Yeah, absolutely. Big stories in Washington this year. I mean, I think there were just really a slew of them. But if you had to narrow it down, what do you think is one of the biggest stories from the year?
Oh, wow. I mean, I think I'm going to put two names together in one, Clinton Trump. But also the rise of Bernie Sanders and the progressive movement getting a foothold. I think those are the big political stories. But the public policy story, it's not the budget and the government shutdowns and et cetera. But I think it's the rise of terrorism and how America reacts to it and our intelligence services spying on our own people. Is it right or is it wrong? The whole Edward Snowden aftermath. So I think security and terror fear is the big public policy story.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think the whole ISIS thing, that what we saw,
right,
the horrific things that were done in the videos, the recruitment, the lone wolf terrorism, and what's being done,
yes,
to deal with that, San Bernardino, the sadness of what happened in San Bernardino, the sadness, now this is off our shores, but our reaction to it, the sadness of what happened in Paris. If you were in Congress, this would be one of your top agenda items, wouldn't it?
Yes, and it would be top frustration because this sucks the air out of everything else. You know, a fair wage, balanced budget, how the government's running, it sucks the air out of it. You get consumed with it. I know from 911, you get consumed with it.
Yeah. If you, and I agree with you, if you were there now, what would be the one thing that you would do differently? What would you do now if you were in Congress?
Wow, I would, well, because of my personal experience, I would definitely draw a brick wall, a far piece from any of the lobby community. They're free to come in, but that wall, we put up a firewall. I would do that. Absolutely,
yeah, and
put up a firewall. It makes your job go so much easier.
Do you think a lot of Congress folks and senators do that, or are they still kind of dipping their toe around the whole thing because, you know, they get pressured and, or really their aides do, and then the next thing you know, somebody that shouldn't really be around them is?
Oh, I think there's a lot of good people, but they're all interacting. Look, there's more trips than ever in the history of everything. You know, they talked about our trip to Scotland, me and Jack Abramoff. Of course, he went with Tom DeLay and Tom Feeney from Florida, et cetera. But, you know, they still take massive amounts of trips. But what I'm saying, the firewall, I would have a policy that, you know, we don't do any form of socialization with the lobbyists. But you got to be careful. You can't tell, you know, somebody from Gun Control Incorporated or the NRA, hey, you're not welcome in our office to give an opinion. You don't want to do that, you know. But you really got to, you've got to put that firewall up there. And staffers going in to work for lobbyists, that can't happen. I take a personal pledge, I never would work for a lobby firm after leaving Congress. You know, those types of things, I think, helps to put a lot of junk out of the way.
Yeah, totally makes sense. Hey, let's do some quick predictions since I'm off the air. Predictions, do you think Donald Trump, is he, as we head into results season, he's still standing, and is he the guy who's in 2016 going to get the Republican nomination?
I'm going to make the same prediction that you and I made 3 months ago, which is Jeb Bush will never be the nominee. There will be an open convention, meaning no clear winner going in. Donald Trump will seize, though, everything. He's going to get, and I think it's going to be Trump versus Hillary Clinton in November, period.
Wow, Trump versus Clinton. Okay, so saying that, who do you think wins in that battle?
My progressive friends are like, oh, Bob, Hillary's on her knees praying it's Donald Trump. I said, everybody, this is the weirdest time in American history. No, I couldn't predict who will win.
Right, you think it's going to be that close.
I think it's up in the air.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah, I agree with you, too. Absolutely. So for Jeb Bush, what does he do? Go run a hardware store or something?
Oh, he's done. I mean, poor guy. If I knew him personally and had his phone number, I'd call and I'd say, please, I'm begging you, please. Just
get out.
Follow Lindsay. Get out, yeah.
Absolutely. Get out. Bob Ney, always a delight. Former congressman from Ohio.
Great to be here.
You too. I'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. From now on, our trouble.
Concerned about harmful contaminants in your water? Look to ProPure, the most trusted name in gravity water filtration systems. ProPure, with the silver-infused Pro-1 G2.0 filter, removes over 200 contaminants, including VOCs, heavy metals, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, fluorides, and radiologicals. We don't just say it, we back it up. The Pro-1 G2.0 filter is NSF 42 certified and independently tested to meet NSF PSF 53 and P231 standards. Pro Pure Water, the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. Purchase with confidence in quality, performance, and customer service. Take advantage of our biggest holiday 25% off sale going on now. Visit your authorized Pro Pure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533. 800-544-3533.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
We swing into 2016 and we continue here with Kate on the road, and we're talking about traveling and taking the show on the road. You know, it's nothing better than to dream about a place where you really want to go, start thinking about it, and then just boom, let's make it the destination for 2016. So what are some of the hot travel destinations for next year? Russell Hannon joins us, and he's fantastic. You got to check him out at breakthetravelbarrier.com. He is the ultra economical travel expert, and indeed he has earned that title for sure. Russell, great to have you back on the program.
Great to be here. Thank you for having me.
So let's talk about the destinations. Give me the top five. What's number one, do you think, on the list?
Well, you know what? There's a few destinations that historically haven't been very accessible until this year, and these are expected to be some big hotspots. First, one you may not have heard much of is St. Helena Island. So this is where Napoleon Bonaparte was first sent into exile, and they're going to be opening their first airport in 2016. It's a little 10-by-5-mile island, which is about 5.5 days at sea to get to from Cape Town. So this is in the middle of the South Atlantic between Brazil and Africa. There's less than 5,000 people living on the island, and some of the hot destinations there are supposed to be the Bonaparte's last residence, which is known as Longwood House, the tomb that he was originally put in, and I hear the stargazing is unbelievable because you've got no light pollution in that area at all.
Wow, you made me interested in going there. And another place I know that's hot, and I've heard a lot of my friends talk about it, is Cuba. Is that affordable?
Well, you know what? This is another place where it's like a time warp going there. And actually, if you're visiting Cuba, you're probably going to be using a Cuban convertible pesos, which actually trade at par with the U.S. dollar. So really depends. If you go to the tourist destination, destinations, and there's been other countries where people have been visiting there for a while. You can expect to pay more. But if you do immerse yourself into some of the local excursions, you can get by there on an awful lot less. And really, it's like a time warp when you go to Cuba, one of the unique places in the world where you go there and you see all the cars from the 50s. But with trade opening up and companies like Carnival Cruises starting cruises there in May 2016, it won't be that way for long. So I recommend going there sooner as opposed to later.
All right, so check out the cruise idea. Rio. Rio's a big destination because I would imagine World Cup and Olympics, but is it really affordable?
Well, you know what? It is coming off a gap year between the World Cup and the Olympics. There, one U.S. dollar will give you about four Brazilian reals, is basically the currency there. Now, there's a myth that Olympic host cities are always expensive the year that they host an Olympic. But that's really a myth. If you actually go in the months leading up to the Olympics or afterward, and especially the fact that they have all the infrastructure from the World Cup and such, you can go there for significantly less than what it would cost you to try to go during the Olympics. So I recommend going before or after.
All right, so that's good advice. And we're talking with Russell Hannon. You can check him out at BreakTheTravelBarrier.com, a guest here on Kate on the Road. How about Botswana? You sent me a list, and you had that on the list. I was so surprised.
Well, you know what? This is one that actually Lonely Planet, every year, they come out with a list of their top must-see destinations. And number one on the list for 2016 is Botswana. Now, starting in 2016, another one that hasn't been very accessible is they're starting direct international flights directly there for the first time in 2016, and it is known for some of the greatest safaris on earth, from big herds of elephants to antelopes. They basically look like deer with the horns going straight up that have rings on the horns, to wild African dogs, and so when you go there, just real fascinating safaris. So also your dollar will really take you far there. Botswana is on the Pula, and there's about an 11-to-1 ratio where when you dollar will give you about 11 pulas in Botswana.
Pulas. I love that. Pulas. How about this? You also sent me this because, as you said, Lonely Planet, that's a great tip. It's a good place to look. Estonia. Oh, wow. Tell me about Estonia.
Well, you know what? This one surprised me as well, actually. And Lonely Planet ranked this as their best valuable destination for 2016. So really, the big things, when you think of Estonia, you think of these enchanting forests that you often see in the movies, like when you see these fairy tale fantasy movies and such. Really, that's what it's known for. There's some Baltic islands. The capital is Tallinn in Estonia. So the U.S. dollar will give you about 14 Estonian kroons. So, again, another place where you can really stretch your dollar. And the U.S. dollar is trading relatively high internationally, so this is shaping up to be a good year, 2016, to travel abroad.
All right, I love it. And we got a great giveaway that Russell has so graciously thrown in this direction. We're going to tell you about that coming up a little bit later. Russell Hannon, again, go to BreakTheTravelBarrier.com. Great information. He is the ultra-economical travel expert. Russell, thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you for having me.
Russell, thanks. That was great.
Glad you enjoyed that, Kate. I'll be happy to share that with my social media network if I know what time it's on. And I think I've had a link to your website, so I'll just send everyone there.
Yeah. And I'll tell you about it, because then I'm going to do live. I'll do the thing live on the air, so that's perfect, because we have another thing we're doing that's part of the show, a segment called KateOnTheRoad.com, because we're taking the show on the road. So you're perfect for that.
Wonderful. I thought I'd mention to you, there's a gentleman I know, a New Yorker, Lee Abamonte. He's the youngest American to visit every country in the world. He's
Ooh.
Big on a lot of those national shows in New York City all the time.
Uh-huh.
He's really a celebrity in New York. And
uh-huh.
I know him. I could always put him in touch with you.
That'd be great. That'd be a great guest. Let's do it.
Well, I'll send an email to put the two of you in contact. And this guy's really big. Like he's always, like, I see him on like all the big daytime shows. So, great, we'll do. Well, again, thank you very much. I really appreciate it.
All right, thanks, Russell. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And Russell left a present behind. Check this out. Email me right now. Email me right now at americatonight.net, americatonight.net, or DelaneyMediaGroup@live.com, DelaneyMediaGroup@live.com. And check this out. Answer this question. Which actress swapped homes with Cameron Diaz in the movie The Holiday? Which actress swapped homes with Cameron Diaz in the movie The Holiday? So here's what the scoop is. You answer this question correctly, and you're the first email in with the correct answer. You will win a free one-year membership with homeexchange.com. It's actually the website featured in that movie, The Holiday, with Cameron Diaz. And the value of it is estimated to be about $150. That movie was so cool. I saw that movie, and Home Exchange is, in case you don't know, is one of these places where it's a home exchange. So think about it. You want to go somewhere and you think, ooh, I don't know, I've got a big family, or this is, I can't afford hotel rooms for however long. And if you stay in a home, you can cook meals. You know, that's like when I went to Maui. That made Maui much more affordable because we weren't eating at all these crazy hotels every single day where hamburgers were $20. And they have awesome places where they have these homes. If you go to homeexchange.com, I was just there, and you look at the sites that they have. I mean, really, you could go to South America. There's various places in the U.S., Australia, really, really cool. So I started to look at this, and I thought, there's 65,000 homes in 150 countries. I can't look at this anymore. It's just too exciting. And on that note, let's turn to our Kate on the Road correspondent, Bob Phillips, with more. Bob.
Hi, Kate. Well, finding a great place to celebrate New Year's Eve is important, and more than one in four Americans plan to travel to welcome in the new year, according to a survey from LowFares.com. And then Travel and Leisure magazine came out with a survey that lists the top five cities to celebrate. Number five is Las Vegas, Nevada. Number four is Savannah, Georgia. Number three is Honolulu, Hawaii. Number two, San Juan, Puerto Rico. And the number one place to celebrate New Year's Eve is New Orleans, Louisiana. The Crescent City is a natural winner for a memorable New Year's Eve. And even if you're not the life of the party, you can still have a great time checking out everyone else, because New Orleans also ranks as number one for people watching. There are certain New Orleans New Year's Eve traditions that shouldn't be missed, like the annual Fleur de Lis drop, the breathtaking fireworks show over the Mississippi River, or the live entertainment in Jackson Square. Or you can dance your way into 2016 at one of the many booming nightclubs in the French Quarter. All you have to do is walk down Bourbon Street to find one. Or attend a live concert at one of their famous live music venues where you can experience authentic jazz and blues. You can find plenty of low-lit jazz clubs and concert halls on Frenchman Street. Here's one I really like. You can actually hop aboard a riverboat for a special New Year's Eve cruise featuring live entertainment, food, open bars, and unparalleled views of the fireworks. The Creole Queen Paddle Wheeler or the Steamboat Natchez offer exciting options for celebrating the start of 2016. Happy New Year, everyone. Back to you, Kate.
Thanks, Bob. And once again, wishing everyone a happy, happy holiday. We'll see you again at Kate on the Road.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Santa Claus goes straight to the ghetto. Hitch up your reindeer. Go straight to the ghetto. Santa Claus goes straight to the ghetto. Fill every stocking you find. The kids are gonna love you so.
Love it. Yo, yo, Kate Delaney hanging out with you this holiday season. I hope that you get a chance to have at least a day or two off to chillax. I know, that's so 2000. But whatever, whatever it is that you do, I hope you find yourself some peaceful corner somewhere and some serenity. After all, if you listen to America Tonight, and we do move in several different directions, I'm famous for saying, I don't care if you're left of left, right of right, or somewhere in between. Just have an opinion, for goodness sake. Stand up and scream it from the rooftops. And we give you that forum. That's why I started America Tonight. That's why I jumped on the bandwagon of America Tonight, actually. Didn't start it, but that's why I jumped onto it. Because I really felt like there wasn't a great place to come together in this vortex of furniture that's flying around all of us. We try to grab to hang on to something. And certainly in 2016, it couldn't be bigger because it's pretty wide open. Nobody knows for sure. You know, nobody knows what the maneuvers will be when we get into the results season. And what matters is the results. That's why I call it the results season. No results, no nomination. Results, potential nomination. So now, all the parading around on the stage and all the maneuvering won't matter unless you reach enough people who want to pull the lever. I wish we did pull the lever or touch the screen in your favor, because that's what it's about at this point. And that's what 2016 is going to be about. One of the top stories from last year was what happened in Paris, the ISIS attack, or they claimed responsibility for it. Then the lone wolf, ISIS-fueled, motivated anyway, couple in San Bernardino, happening at the tail end of the year, but very, very significant, the impact of those two events, the shaking of the earth beneath us. What do we do about terrorism? What about cybercrime and possible cyber terrorism? Because you want to knock out a nation, knock out the power grid. Knock people offline and see what happens. Disturbing ISIS images. We saw again and again and again the worst. Paris, absolutely. Coming off the heels of Charlie Hebdo, you think about that. And then the situation in Paris, innocent people just completely fired upon and slaughtered. On the fear of, what do we do? How do we handle this? It's elusive. It's a situation where you're trying to smoke out certain camps, but can you truly 100% smoke them out? The answer is no. It's an ideology. It's a movement. It's a push to go after those who aren't on the same page. So, this is a big deal to whoever comes into office, and it is a big deal for the end of this administration as to what they're going to do. The ball's in their court, so to speak. All right, so as we climb into the holiday season, weather is very strange. In the Northeast, they're getting record warms for Christmas. It's so not what you expect at Christmas time. You know, you just expect, okay, it's going to be cold in the Northeast. It's going to be cold in the Midwest. It's going to be cold in parts of the West. There's going to be snow. But they're saying post-Christmas, it's going to be stormy. It's going to slam the central U.S. There's going to be flooding. There's going to be severe weather. There's going to be snow following Christmas. Christmas Day, it's going to be warm. It's very strange, too, because they say the storm will affect thousands of square miles of our country from New Mexico, Texas, and Louisiana to Nebraska, and it's going to bring heavy snow, blizzards, ice, flooding, thunderstorms, and it's going to be bad. It's you know, when you look at a weather map, you have the cold air and what the conditions are with the blizzard, the heavy snow that develops over the Rockies, and how that moves through. So I-25, I-40, ooh, it's going to be, they say, like impassable. Isn't that crazy? And then the flooding, because there's going to be the heavy rain, rain is going to just bear down on north central Texas to west central Illinois, they say, 3 to 6 inches. Boy, we couldn't get any more rain in Texas. The rain has been unbelievable. Weather is always, 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 always a part of the story. And weather was a big part of, you know, 2016. Some of the biggest stories involved weather. Mother Nature can be very, very wicked, that's for sure. You know, no question about it. It's the end of the year of the unicorn. It's 2016, and who will fill the shoes of the president who will vacate the office of the president. What will be the biggest stories that we'll be talking about? And certainly one of them is the election. Who becomes the next president? And here's the other part of that. I was talking to somebody today about this. Will social media play a big part in this whole who's president? Facebook, Snapchat, Vine, because the messaging has changed because of that. 2016, at the end of 2016, the whole idea of electric cars breaking out is big. Chevy is going to have a 200-mile, $30,000 Bolt. Tesla also is going to show another model. So there's going to be more people that have the idea, or they're set sight anyway, on electric cars. I don't think that's a surprise. The self-driving car, handing over the wheel to a computer, autonomous driving, I think in my lifetime, well, maybe, we'll see that where it's more prevalent. What would that be like? How do you control what's happening in the car as it's self-driving? I mean, I know how they're doing it, but how does that play in the world of drivers? People are driving and you have this other car that's driving itself. I mean, wouldn't it have to be that there are more people that have cars that are self-driving cars? I would think it would be. Biggest political stories of 2015 leading up to that 2016 prediction, and how do we see who chooses president and how big of a role does social media play into it? One of the big stories was John Boehner leaving office. That was huge. John Boehner, no longer the Speaker of the House, Paul Ryan jumping in. I would rank that in the top 20 for sure. For sure, for sure, for sure. Top 20. Then when I look at politics in general and shaking up the equation, I would also say Carly Fiorina, getting to where she's gotten at this point, is an interesting story. I wouldn't say it's the biggest story of the year, but it would be up there as an interesting story of 2015. It makes the list. Star Wars makes the list, of course. It just smashed all box office records. Absolutely. Scandals. Scandals made top stories. There were a lot of scandals. I mean, every year there is, right? So I can't do the shock and awe thing, because every year there's a different scandal. And it depends on what we're talking about. Are we talking about famous people, not famous people? You know, what is it? Remember the sportscaster, Britt McHenry, who had that video of her floating around, of her berating that tow company clerk that went viral. She, in the video, she said to the tow company clerk, she's hurling insults at her, like, lose some weight, baby girl. Maybe if I was missing some teeth, they'd hire me, huh? She then apologized on Twitter and said it was an intense and stressful moment, and I allowed my emotions to get the best of me. And then she returned to her job. She was suspended for a week, but there was a lot of speculation, a lot of conversation about that. Some people asked me to be on their shows to talk about that. Bill Cosby was a huge story. The fact that his legacy was tainted when allegations kept coming up every single day. It wasn't one shoe. It was like 30 shoes that dropped. Oh, and the stories go on and on. We got more coming up on the flip side. Kate Delaney hanging out with you here in America Tonight.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Everybody, Kate Delaney wishing you a Merry Merry. Hope you find some time, carve it out for yourself to reflect or just chill, whichever it is, or maybe a little of both. Who knows? Talking about some of the top stories of 2016, and we're going to get back to that in a second. But I'll tell you what, I love CP and his tales from the world of politics. This guy rocks. I want you to hear his latest. Hold on. He does rock, I swear. You just hang with us. He's he's really, really good. And I'll tell you what, Hackney's got it down. He's taken us through presidents. He's taken us through different eras. He's taken us on a wild ride. If you paid attention to some of what we aired this year throughout 2015, that was an exciting thing for me because I really like his tales of political history. So check this one out.
Tales of American Political History with Clinton Porter Hackney.
We're discussing a Vietnam combat unit's task for Christmas 1966 that took them from the jungle to a special hillside. Let's allow military history writer Keith Nightingale to tell the story in his own skillful prose. The commander, centered now in the perimeter, called in his subordinate leadership. They quietly gathered in a circle and listened. The unit would be picked up at 1400 from a zone they would establish just 100 meters away in the adjacent paddy field. They would be flown back to base camp and moved directly to a division assembly area next to the airfield. They were to be whisked off the battlefield to sit in the audience of the annual Bob Hope Christmas show. There would be no showers, beer, chow, or fresh clothes. It was off the choppers and assemble in front of Hope. Merry Christmas. Join us again for the show. This is Clinton Porter Hackney at cphackney.com.
All right, Clinton Porter Hackney, thanks so much for that. Talking about top stories, boy, the great Bob Hope, too. Talking about top stories, you never saw Bob Hope in any big old scandals. I mentioned Bill Cosby and the fact that the 77-year-old comedian tainted his legacy, to say the least, when all those allegations of sexual misconduct resurfaced and about him drugging women, allegedly, and, you know, he kept saying, I'm far from finished, and now he's suing somebody else that jumped into the fray on the on all the lawsuits, just, you know, craziness. And people forget about this, but this was huge. Make your mind roll back a little bit and think of Brian Williams. He's now on MSNBC. You can catch him here and there. But he was on suspension without pay for his inaccurate reporting that made NBC Nightly News a joke. He said he was under fire during the invasion of Iraq in 2003, and then an investigation suggested that his true passion was in entertainment, and he actually asked to be considered for the Tonight Show hosting job before Jimmy Fallon was announced as Leno's successor, so that kind of explains it a bit. There was some question as to what he was reporting when he was in New Orleans, Hurricane Katrina, so everything that he was doing, there was question marks about, oh, was this falsified? Was that exaggerated? All that kind of stuff. This was big. If you think of April, think of 2020, the magazine show, and Diane Sawyer, where she interviewed Bruce Jenner, who came out as a transgender woman and talked about it and the reaction and the family and all that kind of stuff following that. And then, while his operations and all that stuff is going on, and now is Caitlyn Jenner, he is being sued by the family of a woman who died in a February car crash that he was involved in on the Pacific Coast Highway. He says the incident is a devastating tragedy. His heartfelt and deepest sympathies go out to the family. Remember, he released that statement. But there were some questions about what was going on in the car and was he on the phone and, you know, all that kind of stuff. But I think the biggest story was the transgender aspect, that he's not Bruce Jenner anymore, Caitlyn Jenner. And that that's really changed a few things for a lot of people. Then there was a story of, if we kind of stick with entertainment, of sad story of Whitney Houston's daughter, Bobby Christina, who was found in a bathtub just like her mother. And she was, you know, on a ventilator. And, I mean, just incredibly, incredibly sad. They keep saying whatever the Lord says. And they kept talking about that throughout this whole thing. And, I mean, just a very sad, sad state of affairs. And, of course, she died. But it was a terrible scandal in a sense because of, again, of her mother. But I think of it as more a very sad, sad thing that she ended up the same way as her mother. I thought that was just awful, 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 awful. In the meantime, you know, there's so many directions with these biggest and baddest and wildest stories from the movie world. Since I was talking about entertainment, I'll kind of stick with that. Star Wars is absolutely the biggest thing. So there's not much you can say that I think, tops Star Wars, although there were some other movies that got buzz. You just forget about them because they were earlier in the year. But if I was, you know, if I'm looking at blockbusters, it was interesting to have the Mad Max series come back, I think. That was one I would say just because of, you know, how great the first one was. So Mad Max Fury Road, and I think it found an audience and it hit its mark. So that makes the list. The other thing is, you know, anytime you have Marvel Comics now, they're going to rate because you've got kids, you have adults that remember the comics from their childhood, so that always, always resonates. And I think Iron Man, anything with Iron Man is going to be up there. You had another installation of Katniss Everdeen. It's kind of the year of the woman or girl, and we see that with Jennifer Lawrence in that role. The Mockingjay Part 2, another successful adult series that was turned into a movie that exploded, certainly. There's no question about it. And I'm thinking back in the resources. It is a resource. The recesses of my mind as to what I thought were the big ones, not necessarily what Hollywood would think. And, you know, again, I point to Mockingjay, I point to Star Wars. Some of what I liked included the Tom Hanks movie, Bridge of Spies, which did okay. It found its audience. I thought it was a well done movie. I tend to like movies that are based on true events if they're done well. And the best may be yet to come because there's some movies that are set to open, like Concussion, which is about the NFL and the doctor who first discovered that these concussions were happening and how they tried to shut them down. That's supposedly pretty good. What's his name? Why can't I think of it? This is what happens when you get to the end of the year and you know it like this. I will think of it. But Concussion is about, about the doctor who knew that something was going on, tried to say something about it. They tried to shut him down, for goodness sake. It was, you know, ridiculous. And Will Smith was nominated for a Gold Globe for that. Alec Baldwin also in that movie. Albert Brooks in that movie. But that doesn't come out till Christmas Day. Thanks for listening to this hour of America tonight. Merry, merry. May it be a bright one for all of you.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.